Well, it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. It sure ain't much, but it's all we've got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who's got a bid on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. Just one more and we'll be through. Then he cried out, one, give me $1. Who'll make it two? Only $2. Who'll make it three? $3 twice. Now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? Raise your hands and don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Now who's got four? Just $1 more to spend on this old violin. Now the air was hot and the people stood around as the sun was setting low. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward. He picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin. Then he tightened up the strings. Then he played a melody pure and sweet. Sweet as the angels sing. Then the music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, now what is my bid on this old violin? And he held it up with the bow. And then he cried out, one, give me 1,000. Who'll make it two? Only 2,000. Who'll make it three? 3,000 twice. Now that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? People called out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. Now many a man with his life out of tune, he's battered, he's scarred with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, just like that old violin. Then the master comes, and the foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought just by the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of my master's hand.